USC Women's Student Assembly defended its mission in the Daily Trojan yesterday after facing criticism from a student government representative. Brenna Devaney has the story.
The Women's Student Assembly began 25 years ago to engage the USC community and empower those oppressed by the patriarchy. WSA is one of five programs that received increased funding from USC's program board. Residential Senator Giuseppe Robolino wrote a letter to the editor in the Daily Trojan saying that WSA plays partisan politics and should not get over $40,000 from the university.
I saw the article and the first thing that I thought was that there are so many inaccuracies in this that I can't let it go without me making a response because I need people to know what WSA actually does. And like the message that he's sending is actually very dangerous because women need to know what resources there are on campus.
WSA Director Cheyenne Murphy and Assistant Director Lena Melillo co-authored a letter to the editor in response to remind the student body of WSA's goals. Murphy says WSA needed to clear up errors Robolino stated in his letter.
The Women's Student Assembly receives 4% of what program board's funding is in total. So, of course, when he puts out just a number, 40,000, that's going to sound like a lot of money to a lot of students.
And Lena says Robolino was incorrect in saying WSA receives a large percentage of funding from the program board. Despite the differences between the two groups, Robolino hopes the discussion continues. WSA says that any criticism it receives will not change the way it operates. Brenna Devaney, Annenberg Radio News.